Each and every show, we like to kick it around with our friends from Talk Radio News, the true insiders, when it comes to anything D.C. and really beyond. We've been talking a lot of politics. Of course, it's a huge year, presidential year, and also all the House seats up and a chunk of the Senate seats as well. But really, all eyes are on Mitt Romney and the current president, of course, Barack Obama, and Israel. Israel has been the tug of war the last couple of days. What's the chatter about what Mitt Romney going to Israel, meeting with Benjamin Netanyahu, with the faux pas about Jerusalem, and then the Palestinians upset with Romney? Will this turn out to be a big gaffe for him overall, this the Middle East swing before he went on to Poland?
Well, I mean, the trip to Israel was going fairly well until this morning, Israel time, when he had this big fundraiser at the King David Hotel, and that's when he managed to offend and outrage Palestinians, and I think Arabs around the world, who managed to offend billions of people, actually, did even more people than he offended in Great Britain, with his remark when he said that Israel's economic success compared with the Palestinian Authority was due to, quote, cultural differences, you know, among other things, and the hand of providence. And that's what set them off.
Yeah, of course, because this is the problem. And you know this from all of your years of covering politics, and especially when you swing into the Middle East and you dig your feet and you really have to know your history backwards and forwards, and all the sensitivity chips have to be laid before you.
Yeah, I mean, you can't go around starting to talk about the hand of providence and imply that the hand of providence is being selective about who providence is selecting, even if you know, unless you don't care about the blowback. And he might not care about the blowback. Probably figures, you know, he's not going to get any Arab votes in Detroit.
Yeah, there you go. And Obama, on the other hand, picks up a big endorsement Israeli style.
Yeah, this is interesting. It was a praise for him, and really very interesting, because we hear constantly about how bad the relationship is and how weak Obama is on defense regarding Israel. Well, the Israeli deputy prime minister and also the minister of defense, who's Barack, said today that when it comes to his nation's security, the Obama administration is doing more than anything that I can remember in the past. He said, I think that from my point of view as defense minister, they are extremely good, extremely deep and profound. And he went on, he said, I should tell you honestly that this administration under President Obama is doing in regard to our security more than anything that I can remember in the past.
He set the menu for the rest of the way. We are going to mix in more politics, as Victoria called it, the blowback on Mitt Romney from the Palestinians that goes back to knowing the history and all the tangled webs involved in the relationships in the Middle East. But I go back to what I said the other night. How much does this damage him on the home front when it comes to the presidential election? And I have to think, not very much. We know where the battle is being waged. Where the battle is being waged is over wages. It's all about the economy, stupid. We've known that before this whole thing started. So anything that happens outside the borders, I don't think has that much effect, particularly in this case, over how people will vote when they vote in November for a president. I don't think so. Not at all. Scapegoats, villains, heroes, and a girl named Missy. That's all part of this jam-packed hour. Odds and ends will include the Colosseum in Rome is starting to crumble. If you were ever thinking of going to Italy, go now. Leaning Tower of Pisa, poof! The Colosseum, poof! Before you know it, everything will be in ruins in Italy, and they'll just be piles. Corn prices, speaking of piles, just a nasty bunch of piles of dead corn. That's what's happened to so many of the Midwest West farmers, their crops have died. So corn prices are through the roof. What does that mean to you and me? It means when you go to the grocery store and you get your bill and you look at it and you can't believe it, you say, well, wait a second. Kate Delaney was talking about corn prices. I didn't get any corn. It's not about so much the corn that you pick up the ears of corn. It's about everything in our food that has corn. And that is where the pricing comes in. So that the price will tick up, it'll tick up, and it'll tick up a little bit more. I've seen it really for the past couple of months, but I think it's going to go sky high if we continue to have these burned out crops. Speaking of burned out, Eric Holder is not going to take the fall, I don't think, for Fast and Furious, which I still find it so hard to believe that the Attorney General did not know what was happening with this gun running op. But finally, there are five minions to take the fall, and investigators have pulled five of them out, five ATF employees, to blame for the anti-gun running operation known as Fast and Furious that had many people on edge for a very, very long time. And sadly, Brian Terry, the Border Patrol agent that was killed with the guns that were part of the whole thing of moving weapons around to try to nail the middlemen, to try to trace those guns, is still just unfathomable for his family. It really is. Two Christmases ago, this is when this man fell, and that's when the lid blew off Fast and Furious. You see how quickly we move in our investigations. Anyway, I'll give you some of the details on who the five are, what happened with the investigation, and so on and so forth. Gold medals, medals in general, and the medal count, because we had our medal contest, 17 for the U.S. and China. In the gold category, China leads America 9-5, but overall tied at 17 apiece. We have a long way to go, and nobody guessed that we were going to have 25, 35, 40 medals. Everybody guessed at least 80-something. I think the lowest, I take that back, the lowest guess we had was Lewis, who said 53 medals overall. So I think we're going to surpass that 53 number. But how many, the breakdown of the golds and the silver and the bronzes, that remains to be seen. So I'll tell you what happened in Olympic action and certainly what's coming up too. Big story, the buzz in the backyard. I like to say that that's what America Tonight is all about, still is over the nut that ripped up all those lives in the Colorado movie theater. So the movie shooting suspect, James Holmes, was charged Monday with, check this out, how many counts? 24 counts of first-degree murder, 2 counts for each of the 12 people killed, plus he was charged with 116 counts of attempted murder, 2 for each of the 58 people who were wounded in that attack. The 142 are all in connection with July 20th and that massacre in Aurora, Colorado, in the midnight screening of The Dark Knight Rises. Some reaction from family members next here on ATN. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Devil, or James Holmes, I just mentioned that we're going to let you hear what some of the family members had to say. Got his day in court for the charges anyway. In the courthouse, about half of the 120 seats in that courtroom were taken up with victims or family members of people who were killed. And there was video that was being pumped to an overflow room. There was one guy described in the front row who leaned forward, was staring at Holmes throughout the whole proceeding. He had his left arm and leg in bandages, and he was slumped down. And there was a woman who was described almost similarly. Her wrist had a hospital wristband and whatnot. What I thought was interesting is Veronica Moser Sullivan, whose niece, her great-niece, the six-year-old, the youngest girl that was killed in that rampage, she talked to reporters afterwards and talked about the not wanting the death penalty, saying she was Christian and she believes that he should be locked away and live with what he did every day of his life, but was not pushing the whole death penalty thing. Because remember, the pursuit of the capital punishment, a lot of that has to do with it, the prosecution interviewing family members and getting a pulse on how they feel about that. and Colorado is a death penalty state. Hasn't happened since 1977, but could happen. That's part of this story here. The other thing besides the victims being the courthouse and whatnot is all the little revelations that are coming out as a result of this. The psychiatrist who he was seeing at the University of Colorado now is being stalked by the media who are trying to get anything out of this psychiatrist. Her name is Fenton, and she's like unavailable. She's left the planet because she doesn't want to deal with the aftermath of this. And, oh, what about that package? And did she know the package was there? And what did the package include? And all of that, because that does that play any part in this or whatever? But just in general, what was she treating him for? How long was she treating him and all that kind of stuff? And there's a lot of inaccuracies out there that are being reported. Some things are certainly being fabricated. I don't think anybody knows that that's that whole doctor-patient relationship thing. But there is a quest to get an interview with her, and I don't think that's going to happen anytime soon. I think she's trying to just disappear and not be part of this whole thing. Eventually she will be, because I can't imagine that she wouldn't be called or questioned on what she had received from Holmes or the package unopened or whatever the relationship would be that could be relatable. I'm just betting there's going to be more exploration there. All right, here's a couple of family members, Anna Mosier and also Peter O'Farrell. Here's what they had to say about James Holmes.
All my family that I would leave behind, and my greatest fear was that they would blame God for this. And I knew this wasn't an act of God at all.
Yeah.
I knew that this was an act of the darkness, you know, of the enemy.
I would like to be there. I genuinely would. But it's just the issue of getting down there, getting out of the car and walking there.
I don't care what your motive is. He knew what he was doing. And that's it. I want to see him. I want to see justice.
All right, so what is the right kind of justice for this situation? One of the worst mass shootings in U.S. history since World War II. And you know the totals. We've talked about them. The 12, I already mentioned it again, 12 people killed and 58 people really wounded after he burst, well, was in the movie theater, left, came in, and then started shooting on July 20th. Since then, as I said, a big part of this pushing forward is gun rights or gun control. Because of the extreme casualties in a movie theater, and I just said one of our worst mass shootings, it has fueled that debate. The two things are, what is justice in this situation? You can't bring these people back. It's a terrible, awful, undescribable tragedy. But what is justice in this case? And is it gun control or is it gun rights? Both are under fire, if you will, for lack of a better way to describe it. Gun control advocates are saying that more gun control would make the situation better. But I think if you have too much gun control, what would actually happen, it would make it probably worse, because then people who want to own and carry guns, they wouldn't, let's say they couldn't get them unless they went into the black market somewhere, but the lunatics would be able to have them, or you'd have lunatics that were out there and could prey on people, although we don't have hard statistics on it, how much of a deterrent, at least on the home front, it is. And, of course, the Brady Campaign, which is our country's largest citizens' lobby, that the whole goal is to prevent gun violence, they're being very aggressive. I got like 5 emails from the Brady folks earlier in the day, and they're meeting with people across the country, and they're pushing the voice for change and disarming dangerous people and pushing for gun legislation across the board. And the NRA, they are donating tons of money to lots of politicians. They have lots of power. And the NRA has to be the preeminent gun rights group. And they can influence, without a doubt, they can influence swing states, I think, against people who are running, candidates who threaten the push for keeping the Second Amendment. You want to talk about a powerful group. If I'm going to rank powerful groups in the United States with a voice, oh, the NRA has a serious voice. And they deliver votes and they deliver cash. So you're not going to see, for as much as there is a little bit of conversation, you're not going to see anybody running, any Democrats or Republicans. Well, Republicans embracing it, but you're not going to see any Democrats who are going to totally hammer this point home. You're not going to see that at all for fear of, you know, what would it mean to their possibilities of being elected. I mean, the message is pretty clear. There are distinct battlegrounds when it comes to this issue and when it comes to the presidential election. Now, the toughest gun control laws, in pouring through everything I could find, and I've been doing this really for the past couple of years, it's a layup. The toughest state is New York. Has to be the toughest. And Bloomberg, absolutely, wants anything to do with continuing to keep guns as far off and out of the hands of the people in New York that he possibly can. The one thing that a lot of people agree with, gun control folks and gun rights folks, and this was part of the conversation, believe it or not, outside of the courthouse, too, as I was looking at some of the tweets that were coming out, a few of the blogs, too, is that Holmes should not have had access to the AR-15 rifle. Shouldn't have had it. Would that have made a difference? Certainly would have made a difference with the rounds and everything else. But he didn't have a history and was able to get all that stuff pretty easily. One thing's for sure, the fate of James Holmes will be decided in a court of law a lot sooner than public opinion. In the court of public opinion, gun control versus gun rights will ever, ever, ever be solved. If you want to throw in your two cents, you certainly can. Which is the right road? Is it control or rights? 855-266-KATE, 855-266-KATE.
BePrepared.com heats up July with the hottest sale on the web. Through tomorrow only, save 28% on freeze-dried raspberries or save on our 3-day light emergency kit, a $50 value. This month, just $30.99. Plus, all 1-year supplies are on sale at BePrepared.com. This month, save over $350 on our traditional 2,000-year supply of food. Now, just $12.99.99. And get a hand-grain mill free. Or choose our most popular year supply, the Premium 2000. It gives you 2,000 calories per day from a variety of nutritious meals for one whole year. Save over $700 plus get a free Katadyn Hiker water filter, a $75 value. More details and more hot July savings at BePrepared.com through tomorrow only. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at camelmilkforsale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
I like to see you right across the
this hour in America tonight. We're going to take you to the London Games and tell you about all the blunders and all the exciting moments. The U.S. and China, as I already mentioned, tied at 17 medals apiece very early in these games. Still have a long way to go before the closing ceremonies. So we were talking about what happened in the Colorado courtroom and all the charges, 140-some charges, not shocking if you added them all up together, and what's going to happen, you know, what is justice for James Holmes? But the big thing I keep saying is it's energized the debate, gun control versus gun rights. Got a couple of emails the last couple of days from people. John, listening to us in the great state of Colorado, says, I got to tell you, I am no longer a fan of the medal. I don't think that people should have guns. I think we need to adopt a much different policy in this country because obviously it's not working. When you look at some of the horrific things that have happened in public places, now we can add movie theater to the list. It's just heartbreaking. It's time to try a new way. Then there's this one from Peter listening to us in Bridgeport, Connecticut. And Peter says, hey, Kate Delaney on America Tonight. I enjoy listening to the show. And I have to tell you, when it comes to the Second Amendment, I am like you. I do not own a gun, but I don't think you should take rights away. I ultimately think it would be disastrous if we did do that. And as you've mentioned on the show, and I completely agree, if somebody wants to go after you, they will go after you with some other kind of weapon, whether it's a lead pipe, their fists, explosives, whatever it takes when someone's deranged and they want to take a person out or several people out. I think Holmes still would have done something. You know, it's also interesting talking about the gun control and gun rights. As Harvey Weinstein said, what is the role that movies are playing in violence on the screen? Because he picked a movie theater and it was The Dark Knight and there was, you know, there's death and mayhem and chaos and whatnot, which I think you can't, you know, we live in a free country. And I think what art is for one person is different for another person. And I don't think you can police that, nor do I want to see that police, because it's such a slippery slope. Will Hollywood police itself is a completely different thing. As an industry, will there be a reaction, and there has been a reaction, but will there be a serious reaction to putting violent scenes on the screen? Will there be a push for movies that go in a different direction? You know what I'm going to say? I'm going to say no. Maybe temporarily there's talk about it, but it's all about what sells. And I don't think that that's going to stop. So it's always going to be about what sells. Special effects, bigger sequences, that kind of thing. And frankly, a lot of it has to do with gun battles or explosives or whatever. And I really don't think that that's going to change because of the Colorado massacre. You might disagree or you might agree. You can always throw in 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283, or send me an email, americatonight.net. I think one of the blunders of the week in a softer sense has to be, boy, the nonsense that goes on in the planes these days, but this one takes the cake. I'm sorry. People read on planes. People are going to read, and they have reading lights. Did you hear this story? If you haven't heard this story, pay attention. There's a 50-year-old Tacoma guy that could actually face criminal charges. Why? Because he went on a rampage over a reading light when he was on a plane from Honolulu to Bellingham International Airport in Washington. The Washington State Patrol person who pulled him off the plane, I guess, they responded when Alaska Airlines touched down on Saturday, said that the man had asked the woman passenger he was near, sitting near, to turn off her reading light so he could sleep on the flight. She said she didn't want to do it. It started an argument. And he didn't make any threats like, I'm going to kill you and strangle you or throw your light in the air or whatever, but he shouted, F-bombing people all over the place on the plane. So when the flight landed, they questioned him, and they're trying to decide whether he's going to have his day in court for causing this disruption on the plane. Matt, you certainly have flown. I've flown a lot, and I've talked about this before. I think I mentioned the one story where I was flying home for Christmas, and usually I get nonstop, but I had to go through Chicago, and there was a guy who was next to me on the plane, and he freaked out about the two guys in front of us pushing their chairs all the way back and took his hardcover book and, you know, boinked the kid on the head in front of us. And I thought, that's it. This plane's going down. They're going to stop us. We're not going to make it because they're going to land us because it was too much disruptions right after 9/11, not too far after 9/11. But don't you think the thing with the light, I'm sorry, when you go on a plane, and I understand that he wanted to sleep, but hey, you know, rent, you've got to then pay for the seat next to you because it's such a random thing as to who sits in that seat on either side of you that you're fair game. If somebody wants to, you know, chew on a pretzel that they bought or they want to read, that's what they're going to do.
Yeah, it's not, I mean, some people get a little too uptight about the things around them. And granted, you know, you bought your seat, you have your personal space, but at the same time, if you're trying to sleep, there could be somebody next to you who's listening to, watching a movie on their laptop or something like that, and there's maybe some audible noise coming out of it, like through their headphones. It's not going to be perfectly quiet, it's not going to be pitch black, and you're not going to have all the room in the world. That's just the way it is on planes. And I think someone to expect to not have lighting around them is a little nuts.
I think it's a little nuts, too. It's one thing to be annoyed by a crying child or be annoyed by other things that maybe...
See, I'd be way more annoyed by that than having a light.
So would
shut
I.
your eyes. Put a blanket over your head or something. But
sure.
It, like, the crying baby is far more annoying, but it, I don't know.
Yeah, I think it's... I think there are other things that are much more annoying than somebody flicking on a light. If I were to rank annoying things on an airplane, that would be way down on the list. And there's a solution to that. If you know you are, it's random seating, you don't know what the person next to you is going to do. It's a long flight. Lots of people read. Some people sleep, but not everybody can sleep on the plane, nor do they want to. So you bring something to put over your eyes. It's that easy. It costs a couple of dollars. You can go to any drugstore and get a mask. You put that on, you lean back, and you don't see the light. So he should have been prepared for that then. If this was going to be an annoying thing, a lot of people don't choose to kick back and sleep. Sometimes people are watching movies, like Matt said, or they're doing other things, but they're not necessarily, don't assume that everybody's going to do the same thing that you do. So if he ends up being charged, oh, what a bogus move. Because, you know, that seriously, that charge will stick with him, and who knows what he gets as a result of it. If he's lucky, they'll let it go. They'll decide, no record, just a weird thing, didn't threaten anyone, was cursing, was loud, but we're gonna let this one go. He may get lucky, because they're deciding on whether they're going to do it or not. They spoke to him after the flight. He was allowed to go home. They didn't release his name. And I guarantee he's lighting a bunch of holy candles because he does not want to have to face any kind of charges. He does not want to have that happen. It's just another one of those blunders. You cannot do that on a plane, people. Be serious. Oh, and thank goodness that he didn't do this in the very beginning of the flight, or it would have been disastrous for all the people had they had to turn around somewhere or drop down somewhere. All right, I mentioned that there was five scapegoats, because I said we were going to talk about scapegoats, villains, and heroes. Scapegoats, in a sense, the congressional Republican investigators singled out five people from the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms and Explosives to blame for the Fast and Furious gun running operation, or anti-gun running op, is I guess the correct way to say it. And they're being blamed for the missteps, the judgment, the lapses in judgment, reckless strategy. They've been reassigned, but they're still employed by the ATF, which is interesting, isn't it? And there's pressure in this battle over what anyone at the top knew, if anything. And the one that everybody really wants to know is what Eric Holder, the attorney general, knew. And I already mentioned this. Because of the high-profile murder in December of 2010 of the Border Patrol agent Brian Terry, this is how this powder keg ignited. And let me just refresh your memory if you haven't heard the story. The ops targets bought about 2,000 weapons over several months, but for reasons that are still are being disputed, most of the weapons sold never were followed. So these weapons walked away and were never, ever followed. And they're turning up in crime scenes in Mexico and in the U.S. And Terry was the biggest one where the weapons turned up. So remember, Eric Holder has been held in contempt, but essentially they're saying, oh, it's up to the Republicans if they decide to follow through and they file a civil lawsuit, which could happen, and then they could ask for the remaining documents, all the emails, the inner workings that they didn't get, all the stuff that Daryl Issa, the congressman from California, really wanted. Risky, risky tactics. How anyone could sit in a room, brainstorm this out, and think it was a great idea, let's go there, still makes absolutely no sense to me. We're going to the metal stands next here on America Tonight.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Let me ask you a question. What does freedom mean to you? The freedom to choose, the freedom to vote, the freedom to worship. How about the freedom to take control of your own future? My friends at Eat Foods Direct are celebrating freedom this month while helping you take control of your greatest dependency, food. Right now you receive one of their new Patriot Packs free with every $289 you spend on their highly nutritious and great-tasting food. The Patriot Pack is a 30-day supply of Eat Foods quick fix, easy-to-store food. For example, purchase a one-year supply and get five Patriot Packs, which is 5 months of food free. Use the extra food for everyday use and save hundreds off your grocery bill. Give your free Patriot Pack as a gift to a friend or relative, or simply add more food to your long-term supply for free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eatfoodsdirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Operators are standing by. Call 800-409-5633 or eatfoodsdirect.com/Alex. eFoods is so affordable. The more you store and eat, the more you save. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633 right now.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Americans have claimed 5 gold medals. Missy Franklin with a golden moment. People were breathless, I think, at the Aquatic Center. Oh, I would have loved to be there live. So cute. 17 years old by just a couple of months. She is from Colorado. Her classmates were watching on a screen. They were all gathered together screaming. I thought that was a very cool moment. One of the networks show that it probably was NBC, and she was just brilliant, just swam a brilliant race, and who knows if she's going to end up with some more medals. Very likely that we could see that in the backstroke. This kid is something else. Her parents watching on. I love those shots of the parents where they're just speechless. They're just watching to see what happens with their daughter, D.A. Franklin, just sitting there, just on pins and needles. And you can see the little tear come down his eyes when she got on the medal stand and was given the gold medal. And you think of it makes you think on the podium. It makes you think all that goes into getting them on the podium, all those practices, all the exhaustion, all the things that have to go on. So this was the 100-meter backstroke. Not even her best event, and the kid kicks it. It's her second overall medal of the London Games. So red, white, and blue, the flag going to the rafters. What an incredible moment. And you had 17,000 people or so actually watching this. So, and it's interesting, too, because she qualified eighth in the 200 free. She got out of the pool. She walked into that area they call the diving well. She started to swim back and forth, and she just got a drink of water. That was it. After 10 minutes, she gets out of the pool. She heads to the what they call the ready room to get ready for the next race, and she just cools down, then goes out for the race and calmly wins the gold medal. Just like that, mind-boggling. If I were somebody who was handicapping this, I don't know that, as I said, if you looked at any of the statistics on her, the 100 meter, she still doesn't mean she couldn't finish well, but that wouldn't have been her best event. It wasn't the likely distance or stroke that you would have looked at and said, oh, yeah, she's going to bag this thing. So who knows what she walks away with in the end, because remember, she already has a bronze, too. Also, Matt Grievers and Nick Thoman won gold and silver in the 100-meter backstroke. So there accounts for two gold medals on the day and a silver. And Ryan Lochte, which is Loki, rather, and fellow swimmer Michael Phelps will be back in the pool again for another relay after getting silver in the last one. This one, bigger distance, 200 meters, is the next one. But back to Grievers and Nick Thoman for a second. They finish first and second in the 100 backstroke. Grievers finished second to Aaron Pearsall at the Beijing Games, won gold with 52.16 seconds on the clock, an Olympic record, and Thoman took home silver, 52.97. So how about that? Consecutive Olympics where the Americans went first and second in the men's 100 back. And the ninth time, by the way, the U.S. has done it in the event. So traditionally a strong one for American swimmers. Ryan Loki, I mentioned him, and the fact that the relay will be up next in day four of the Olympics. And he talked about the relay where he just missed after Michael Phelps just swam the leg of his life. Check out Loki.
Just raced top, and we came up a little short.
Yep, came up a little short. The men's gymnasts came up a little short. It was shocking to see what happened with the men. They fumbled on the floor routines. They fumbled when they got up on the pommel horse, and overall just knocked themselves down to sixth place. Kind of a shocker, I would say. A lot of people expecting some kind of a medal for the men, even if it was going to be the bronze, but it didn't happen. The guys could not get it done, and they looked stunned. I mean, they had these just the looks on their faces were incredulous that, wow, how are we there? How are we in this spot? And then the Brits, who had never done this, they end up taking the bronze home, and that was a shocker. If you were handicapping the games, you wouldn't have thought that would have been the case. And China wins the second straight gold medal in men's gymnastics. And so no doubt about it, China is still number one. But for the Americans, it was all about the falls and the blunders and errors that just were contagious for that team. They didn't medal. They slid in to, at the end, fifth, even though they led in the qualifying and seemed so, so confident. That's what happens when it comes to being on the world stage. Sometimes is it nerves? Is it exhaustion? You know, what is it? Or is it just they just failed. It failed miserably, and it spread. I think there was something to that. I think it definitely spread. How about tennis? You know, there's some terrific American athletes when it comes to tennis that may end up upping that total that all of you are hoping to hit, the ultimate amount of medals that the U.S. will take away from the games in London. Four-time Olympian Venus Williams was on the court, and people were screaming, USA, USA, USA. And Serena Williams, same thing, USA, USA, USA. So a good day for the Williams sisters. John Isner itching to see the Americans do well, and he feels like he can play well for the country too.
You're not playing for yourself. You know, for me, I'm playing for my teammates, and I'm more importantly than that, I'm playing for my country. I'm going to take the court no matter who I'm playing, believing I can win.
Yeah, so the U.S. team went 5-0 with Isner and his partner advancing, and Venus Williams, who I mentioned was unseeded, had a tough first-round match, but was aggressive and moves on too. So far, so good for the Americans in tennis individually and when it comes to doubles. And that's not the only sports. You know, we still have hoops to get to and so much more. I've gotten a ton of email from you about comments I made about the opening games. A lot of you really liked the opening ceremonies, rather. A lot of you really liked the opening ceremonies. And I said, and I'll clarify this, that there were moments of brilliance in what we saw, like the opening with the Queen and Daniel Craig, like David Beckham coming on to deliver the torch in the boat, and some of the scenes that happened, some of the scenes and the costumes and the fireworks and the flying lit up bicycles and whatnot. But overall, it's still, you're not going to change my mind. It still seemed disjointed, even if I'm in the minority. How's that? And I like the flag ceremony part where they come in. You know, somebody's got the flag and they walk in. And that seemed just, it flew by. That seemed to me like they drained that too quickly. But who cares? NBC doesn't care. They've moved on. We've all moved on. It's about the totals, baby. It's about the totals of medals. And whether or not any of you are going to win our challenge, could be Jose in Kentucky, could be David in Illinois. Not sure. Too much time left. Remember, 17 days for the Olympics before it's a wrap, and we're not even through the first full week.
Many people have heard our ads on the benefits of truly undamaged whey protein, but they still do not believe there can be such an immense difference between damaged whey and undamaged whey. So I'd like to direct your attention to the comparative photos of two cows. Please go to oneworldwhey.com, that's oneworldwhey.com, and download the free report on the miraculous health benefits of unheated whey. In this report is a website address that shows the comparative photos of two cows. The cow fed cooked milk looks sick compared to the cow fed raw milk, which looks healthy. After 21 years as a nutritional consultant, most protein powders do not impress me as to either taste or health benefits. Now I know that not all protein powders are created equal, and One World Whey surpasses my fondest expectations in both taste and health benefits. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.